What's going on there, youth pastors? Paul Turner here from thediscipleproject.net and your host of the Youth Ministry Motion Podcast, the podcast that wants to keep you motivated and your youth ministry moving forward. How are you today? What's going on in your world? It's a very sunny, sunny day here in Birmingham, Alabama. Excited for a youth meeting tonight. This is the last week of them leading their own small group. We did that for a whole month, experimented with this to see what would happen, and I'll give a report on it. I'll talk about it in an episode coming up. They are currently teaching the four-week lesson I wrote called The Four Questions Jesus Still Asks. And if you would like that, I'll put some links down below. You can either get that by signing up for my Youth Ministry Roundup newsletter, or you can just buy it from my store if you want to do that. So I'll put links for both down in the show notes. Also want to offer a special greeting to all of you that are brand new here to the podcast. Thank you for being a part. This is a worldwide podcast. You may be visiting from another country. You may be visiting me from across the street. I don't know. But if you're brand new here, thank you. You are welcome here. Glad you found it. And I hope that you'll hang around. And if you enjoy the podcast, I hope that you'll wind up subscribing. So let's go ahead and get into today's episode, which is all about negative habits youth pastors should avoid. And I want you to listen with an open mind and open heart today, because you know what? Us youth pastors, we can be sensitive people. we don't really like feedback, really. I mean, just let us do what we want to do. But, you know, we got to be open to it. We have to be open to the fact that these 13 negative habits could be a part of our lives, and we have to be willing to call them out. Because in the end, really, it's going to help us. It's going to help us, guys and girls. Let's just remember that. So, listen, being a youth pastor is a rewarding but demanding role. And while the focus is often placed on developing positive habits for success, it's equally important to identify and avoid behaviors that can hinder your ministry. And this article that I read over on Inc. magazine talks about 13 common pitfalls that can hold anyone back. But I will also put them in the context of a youth ministry setting, because if you decide that you say, well, I'd like to keep my negative habits, please. Well, the only problem with that is that it's going to hinder your ministry quite a bit. It's going to make you ineffective. It's going to hold you back your personal success. And quite frankly, some of these are going to get you fired in the end. So what do you think? Is that the buildup there? Does it sound like something you say, well, tell me, Paul, what are these things so I can avoid them? The firing thing probably got your attention, right? So let me go ahead and begin. Number one is procrastination. Do not put off crucial tasks until the last minute. In other words, if you hear your pastor say something several times in a staff meeting or to you directly, he or she usually means now. Do whatever it is I'm telling you, and I need it done sooner rather than later. Like in the next 24 hours, probably, you need to figure out how you're going to do this. And really, you need to be a good planner as well, because you need to plan on doing these things. You need to make sure you're taking notes in staff meeting. You need to make sure that you have some sort of organizational method. And if you need something like that, I have what's called the Youth Ministry Playbook. I'll put a link down below for that. You can check that out. But don't be a procrastinator. I've done it. It's not good. I don't like when my pastor would come back to me and say, have you got that done? And I was kind of like, wow, I didn't know you mean that like right now. And listen, they all mean it right now. Okay. Number two, blaming. Take ownership of your actions and the state of your program. Avoid blaming others for problems or shortcomings. Leaders take responsibility. So don't blame other people. You're the leader. You can't blame other people anymore. You're the leader. You have to take ownership of these things. Number three, minimizing. Celebrate the accomplishments of others, both your students and your colleagues. Don't belittle achievements, either yours or others, or downplay successes. In staff meetings or online or in front of others, always remember to give shout outs to others who are crushing it. Maybe that's your children's pastor. Maybe that's another pastor on your staff. Don't minimize others. People try to minimize other people's accomplishments to make their own accomplishments look good. Like, oh, look, the children's ministry is just falling apart. Look at the youth ministry. We're just killing it. And that's not good. It's not a good look. So don't minimize other people's accomplishments. In fact, you'll turn out much better if you stay away from blowing your own horn and blowing the horn of others. Number four, excessive consumption, otherwise known as binging. And whether that's binging streaming shows or that's binging, you know, YouTube algorithms, whatever it is, your place is to focus on producing positive experiences for your students. Minimize your time spent passively consuming media or negativity. It will kill your motivation, your momentum, and your creativity. And listen, I like a good series just like everybody else, currently watching Fallout, enjoying the series. Not binging, though. I watch an episode a day. I say, Paul, how can you do that? Because I grew up that way. I grew up where I had to wait a week, okay? I had to wait a week for another episode of a show to come on television. And if you missed it, you missed it. So you know what? I have patience, and I'm going to encourage you to have some patience and say, look, I'm going to designate an hour, and I'm going to watch what I want to watch for the hour. But remember, if you're consuming, you're not creating. Number five, talking too much. Guilty as charged, okay? I have a podcast. I'm completely guilty of talking too much. That's why I needed more venues to talk, like a podcast. So what do we do instead? Listen actively to your students and your colleagues. Listen in those staff meetings. Rather than trying to push an agenda forward, listen to what is happening around you, and you will be informed. It's a lot like when you're driving in a van with students. Can I tell you what? You can try to control the conversation, or you can just be quiet and listen to what is being said in the back of the van, and you will gather so much information you didn't even want, but you're going to get, and it can inform how you minister to your students, just like in the van, or it can inform how you need to make decisions, like in a staff meeting. Effective communication involves more than just stating your case. And if you want a good article about that, I have one called Pull, Don't Push, and I'll put that down in the show notes. Number six, making assumptions. Don't take anything for granted. Communicate clearly and be prepared to adapt based on actual situations. Don't make decisions until you've heard both sides and have all the facts. So you just can't assume anything. You have to do your homework in all situations about whether you're planning an event or whether you're dealing with a dispute. Make sure you look at and listen to all sides before you come to any conclusions. Number seven, negativity. Avoid constant criticism and negativity. Be a cheerleader for your students and your ministry. Listen, sometimes it's easy that if our ego gets a little bruised, we can get a little negative. We can lean into our youth group with that. It's not a good look. It's not a good look. It's also not a good look if you start talking about why things can't be done. So if you're in a staff meeting or you know, your supervisor is talking to you about it and you're like, well, I don't think we could do that, or look at all the reasons why we can't do it. Listen, that's just a recipe for you're not the guy or the girl, okay? I'm not saying you can't offer reasons. I'm just saying don't be negative. Look for ways to accomplish the things you want to accomplish. Don't talk about the ways you can't do something. Number nine, malingering. And I like this word. I like malingering. The actual definition of malingering means to exaggerate or feign illness in order to escape duty or work. Now, to me, that just sounds like making excuses, right? We're saying, why can't I do something? Well, it's because of this, because I'm bruised, or I, you know, had a bad experience, or whatever it is. Where, you know, the example they give here in the definition is putting makeup on your face to create a black eye. And that kind of reminds me of what the Pharisees would do, right? They would have long faces if they were fasting, and look at me, I'm in pain. Look at me suffer here. And this can go as far as even having this kind of victim mentality. Oh, I wish I could accomplish these great things, but I have such a sordid past, or I had this thing happen, and I wish I could do that, but I just can't. Well, you know what? We're all wounded in some way, and we all have jobs to do. We're youth pastors. We're there to be the examples of accomplishing great things, right? Don't just talk about accomplishing great things. Take action. Follow through on the things that you're talking about. Without execution, vision is just another word for hallucination. So says Mark V. Hurd, and I agree with that. So we can't malinger. We listen, we're all hurt. We're all wounded. We're all in that place. But those are the things that are going to help us push forward and show students that we can do the things that God's put on our heart. So no malingering, please. And can I take a moment here to talk about another bad habit that youth pastors tend to have? Well, another bad habit they have is they don't take their students to leadership events. And this is a moment I want to tell you about an opportunity that if you live near the Birmingham, Alabama area, I am a host site for the Global Leadership Summit, the Next Gen Experience. This is an in-person online event that has tremendous speakers like Craig Groeschel, Joni Erickson Tada, Marcus Buckingham, Joe Saxton, Erwin McManus, Kendra Hall, former Dukes basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski, comedian Michael Jr., and a host of others. So this is a combination of watching some video, some live video of them speaking, but it's also going to be an opportunity that in between those sessions, you're going to meet with your young leaders and discuss what was talked about, and you're going to formulate plans. You're going to be able to pour into their lives. Going to be cool. The only problem is because I'm an on-site location, I only have room for 50. My fellowship hall is only going to hold 50 people. And so if you are interested at all and you live near the Birmingham, Alabama area and you say, I want to bring my students to this training event and pour into them, it's August 8th and 9th. It's $99 a person. But for every youth pastor that signs up and brings their group, I'm going to give you $100 worth of resources. That's right, $100 from my library to you to help benefit you and your youth program. So round up some student leaders for the Global Leadership Summit Next Gen Experience. Get some free resources, pour into your leaders. It is going to be a fun time, so don't miss it. Links down in the show notes if you're interested. All right, so no malingering. All right, get your students together. Bring them on over to my place. We'll have a great training, be a lot of fun. And don't do number 9 of the bad habits either, which is loafing. While rest is important, avoid neglecting your responsibilities. Just recently for Lent, I gave up laziness. I just gave up loafing around. I said, listen, if it's got to be done, I'm going to do it right now. I am not going to put it off. So strive for a healthy balance between work and personal time. Treat laziness like a rabid bear trying to eat you. Run from it. Number 10, bad habit, stay away from equivocating. Be clear and consistent in your communication. Don't say one thing and then backtrack later. In other words, don't use phrases like not that we were aware of. In other words, you're saying things that are not very clear. People use phrases like that to, you know, hide or conceal certain pieces and parts. Be as honest as you can. Be honest. Just say, hey, this thing didn't get done, or I missed that in the notes somehow. It's back to taking responsibility. So don't use equivocating language. Number 11, bad habit to stay away, overly cautious. While calculating risks are essential for growth, don't be paralyzed by fear. Embrace opportunities and learn from experiences, both successes and failures. Risk is part of the job. And you'll be hearing more about this particular topic when I talk about the small groups that I launched with my youth group. And I'll tell you some reasons why it's good to take risks and why I took the risks I did. So stay tuned for that. Number 12, bad habit to stay away from, sour grapes. If something doesn't work out, don't make excuses or harbor resentment. Learn from the experience and move on. Turn your womp womp into a win-win. Find a way to cast whatever has happened into a positive light, whether it's you learned something, somebody else learned something, it's prepared you for something. Find a way to flip that negative experience to where it works for you, not against you. And number 13 of the 13 bad habits that youth pastors should stay away from, quitting. Persistence is key in youth ministry. Difficulties will be inevitable, but don't give up on your students or on your ministry. I'm not saying there aren't some programs you probably shouldn't quit. I'm not saying that there are churches that you shouldn't quit. What I'm saying is that quitting can become a habit. And when employers see a habit of quitting, it's usually not a good sign, unless, of course, you're quitting the right things. So maybe it's about discernment. Make sure you're quitting the right things and staying with the things you know you should stay with. And that's it for this episode. I hope that you learned something today. I hope that you're going to avoid these 13 bad habits. And if you're interested in the positive habits of youth pastors, well, I have an episode on that. I'll put a link down to that. You can listen to that. And don't forget, if nobody has told you lately that you're doing a good job, let me tell you, you're doing a great job and you're only going to get better. And I'll see you in the next episode.